It was just before sunrise on Wisteria Lane. You could no longer hear the screams of frightened bystanders or the angry chanting of protesters or the cries for help from the injured. There were just the footsteps of a man who had finally punished those who had betrayed him. The silence was broken by something the neighbors would later say sounded like a gunshot. But Paul knew it was the sound of revenge.